This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So his people told him, لا تفرح إن الله لا يحب الفريحين. Farah in the Arabic language actually means happiness. And it is used in a context where that happiness gets to a degree where it becomes an arrogance and a haughtiness and a boastfulness. That is what is being mentioned in this particular context when it comes to the story of Qarun. وَابْتَغِ فِيمَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ To me, this verse is absolutely important. Allah is telling him through his own people that whatever Allah has given you, use it in order to earn the hereafter and to build your palace of the hereafter. When Allah gave you power, for example, use it in such a way that you earn your akhirah. It's not going to last forever. When Allah has given you any form of power, be it physical power or be it the authority over others, you might be a father in the home, be a good father. Use that position to earn your Jannah. Don't become a little Qarun in your own home. Because in our homes, trust me, there are some Firauns, there are some little Pharaohs. The way they operate in the house as though they have no connection with Allah and they are not answerable to Allah in any way. My brother, my sister, you are answerable to Allah for absolutely everything. Don't be too haughty. Your children want something, subhanallah. Remember, sometimes Allah is watching you. He gave you those children. They are actually His creation. He owns them. When a person passes away, we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. I've said this so many times. That is proof enough to actually convey the message that we all belong to Allah. We don't belong to each other here. Where was your child 15 years before that child was born? With Allah. 1 year before the child was born? With Allah. Allah gave you and Allah is going to take away. So Allah says, you know what? When the child wants something, you are only a facilitator for what is halal that the child would like. But the child is an independent child. Your son, your daughter would like to achieve something. Say for example, and this is happening more and more now, they want to marry someone. And just because you have some idea that I don't want to marry people from the other side of the river or another town or another country or another culture, and therefore what happens, you think you can just reject. You can just reject. But you're answerable to Allah. He will come for you. Subhanallah. He says there will be chaos in your own home. We will destroy things for you if you don't turn back to us. Don't be a racist. Don't be a person who thinks that he is above the rest. Don't belittle people because of their complexion or because of their accent or because of where they come from or where they were born. Not at all. We are all the children of Adam, and Adam was from the dust and the soil. كلنا من آدم وآدم من تراب. Subhanallah.